Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs.
Some problems solve themselves, essays. When you've got Democrat shit burglars telling everybody, oh, it's fine. It's only a handful of entire apartment complexes being taken over by Venezuelan illegal alien torture and rape gangs. It's fine. Nope, it's not fine. And sometimes you need to solve your own problems. Of course, they'll tell you that having a gun's illegal and you don't have a right to own it. No, you definitely have a right to own a gun, and I would suggest that you get strapped up. I don't think one's going to do it, as they said. When you've got the protection from the mainstream media industrial complex and they are bringing in, allowing in, covering and protecting illegal alien torture gangs taking over apartment complexes, you might need more than one gun, right? You might need a couple of handguns, a couple of rifles, a couple shotties, a chainsaw or two. You, God knows what you might need. But what I do know is that we need to arrest people in this country. Sure, we'll get to these people, but we also got to arrest the mainstream media press. Arrest those people. Martha Raddatz, yonder arrest. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Mayorkas, you're all under arrest. Remember, first of all, they told you this wasn't happening. Before they even got to shut up, it's just a handful of apartment complexes, they were telling you it didn't even happen. And then the mayor of the town next to Aurora was like, no, holy balls, they're taking over places. And they were forced to acknowledge it and admit it. Then they said, don't worry, just a little bit. And now these gangs have spread out. They're in New York, they're in Chicago, they're in Texas, they're over here in Denver. Now they're in Denver, they're spreading, right? Is this still a conspiracy theory? And now you got homeowners blasting these idiots. Good. Now, don't get me wrong, right? You better have situational awareness or just maybe not care. But in my home state, you break into my house, I'm going to shoot you. Now I'm going to shoot you in the chest because shooting you in the back is going to be a bit of an issue. Even if you're running down the hall, to try to steal my sweet, sweet vases. Shooting you in the back is going to be a whole litany of problems. So I'm going to be like, whoa, look, titties. And when the person turns around, I'm going to blast them right in their fucking stupid chest. Walk up and shoot me in the fucking face. Yep. Because we've got George Soros, scumbag district attorneys in this country and state. I'm all over the place. And they want more criminality. So in Denver, you shoot these. Now the mainstream media press is going to want this homeowner arrested. They're going to be more concerned about the homeowner than the illegal alien terrorists that the Democrats let in, that the mainstream media press gave cover to, that the George Soros scumbags running this area invited in and gave them taxpayer money to help facilitate their transition into a life of California crime, California girls, name, Colorado crime. Insane. But there you go. These idiots over here just found out that not everybody is going to be a victim, right? Oh, you're pro-vigilantism? I am now. I wasn't before. Maybe I was before. I'm not quite sure. Listen, there's going to be some messiness when it comes to vigilantism. I get that. But you're going to get a lot more messiness with turning off law and order and allowing these people to come into the country. So if I got to pick the amount of messiness that I'm willing to deal with, I'll go with vigilantism every day of the week. Every single fucking day of the week. Yeah. Yeah, because you can't tolerate this. And again, all of these lefty cocksuckers who run this area over here, these globalist kid fuckers, they turned off law and order over here. So you're not going to get law and order. The police ain't ever going to show up. They ain't going to help you. The mainstream media press is against you. The mainstream media press and the police infrastructure over here is dedicated to protecting those criminals. So you're going to have to shoot them into their fucking face yourself. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft. I'm not telling you what to do. You're going to get arrested, by the way. I'm just real honest with you. But, you got to pick and choose. What's going to... You're going to tolerate the rape and murder? Or a little bit of prison time? This is why we got to get Donald Trump in office, man. We need Donald Trump to get in office, and we need Donald Trump to override district attorneys. We need to have a whole thing. Be like, okay, we back in business over here. And the Democrats have done fucked up all of these areas, and they spilling all over. They spilling outside of the Democrat-run shitholes. They might be heading to your suburbs. But if you've got to solve some of these problems yourself, if a bunch of criminal Venezuelan or Ethiopia, who knows, if illegal aliens try to rape and murder you in your apartment, your house, your place of business, your place of religious experience, then yeah, if you shoot them and a Democrat scumbag arrests you, we're going to pardon you. We need that guarantee. That'll solve a lot of issues, and that will make America great again. But there you have it. Armed migrants, this is end wokeness over here, armed migrants attempting to take over a luxury apartment in Denver just found out. Somebody in that apartment complex was packing heat and saved everybody else's bacon, by the way. Y'all owe the person at 1214 over here a fucking cake. Guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support and channel, keep up to date on illegal alien terrorists. Find it out. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.